Well, good morning, everybody. Lovely to see you all this morning. Hopefully, you've all got sight of the morning prayer this morning. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you, and also with you. Heavenly Father, you brought us together in this place. Let us worship you that we may know your Son, Jesus, through word and deed. Let our hearts burn within us as we worship you. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever. Amen. And a prayer of confession. Lord, we confess that we live our lives distracted by so many things. So often, this is when things aren't going the way we think they should. Like the pair who trod the Emmaus road. Our feet carry us forward, but our thoughts go around in circles. And at such times, when you come to us, Lord, we often fail to recognize you. We are sorry and ask you to reveal yourself to us afresh. All-seeing, all-knowing, and ever-present God, you understand how easily we are caught up by life's cares, spiraling into despair and distance. Yet, in your grace, O Lord, you forgive us and walk the way with us, welcoming us back into your presence. You feed our souls with comfort and hope, teaching us to see life in a new light. Amen.
Our first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 14a, then moving on to verse 36. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to the number that day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And our psalm today is Psalm 100 and verses from Psalm 116. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And our second reading is from Luke chapter 24, beginning at verse 13. Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it's the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are. And how slow to believe all the things the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it's nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in and stayed with them. When he was at table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" And they got up and they returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true. The Lord is risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told them what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And Carol's going to bring us our talk this morning.
As I sat and reflected on this morning's gospel reading, I began to think how it reached me in my own life and how it reached me in my own heart. I can begin to understand the invitation God may be offering me right now. And I asked, Lord, I ask you to give me the words to speak and the ears to listen. In 1935, ethologist Konrad Lorenz carried out an experiment in which he was the first moving object a group of newly hatched goslings saw. They began to instinctively follow him as if he was their own mother, pattern matching or imprinting. They ran to him for support. This brought to my mind a very fond and cozy memories of watching a film called Fly Away Home with our boys when they were little. Both the film and our gospel reading begin with grief and disorientation, a journey that begins with loss. Amy, the girl in the film, is grieving her mum and feels heartbroken, disorientated, uprooted, and unsure where she belongs as her father brings her from New Zealand to his home in Canada after her tragic ordeal. In our gospel reading, the two disciples are walking away from Jerusalem, broken-hearted. They probably felt shocked, confused, lost. The last few days have collapsed their world and exhausted their hopes. Amy and the disciples may have been unsure what the future holds, unsure of what comes next as they walk with their grief. In Fly Away Home, Amy's father becomes her unexpected guide. He doesn't and can't replace her mum, but he walks with her through trauma and confusion, gently helping her rediscover her purpose. In Luke 24, Jesus becomes the disciples' companion as he joins them on the road to Emmaus. The shock of all that has happened to Jesus clouds their vision as they don't recognize him. He walks with them, listens, teaches, and gently redirects their understanding back to hope. So a companion arrives quietly, patiently, drawing out the substance of their conversations. The gift of revelation begins as Jesus breaks open the scriptures. They share their account of how their shattered hopes have been crushed into more confusion with the women's reports of the empty tomb. Amy's heart awakens as she bonds and becomes Mother Goose to a flock of orphaned goslings. She sets out to lead them to migrate. The goslings simply imprint on her and follow her everywhere. She became their guide without realizing it, caring for them gave her purpose, healing, and a renewed joy. The goslings recognize Amy's voice and her ultralight aircraft, which her father has designed, as a pattern they trust. As she helps them migrate, they follow her across rivers, forests, borders, because they trust her. On the road to Emmaus, is it that God lies behind the closing of the disciples' eyes? Something must stir in their hearts, not enough yet to make the connection. They have to wait until they invite the stranger to stay with them. As they break their journey and they share their hospitality together. At the meal, Jesus takes the initiative to give thanks. He breaks bread. And in the given, that means they finally receive the gift of revelation. The pattern of love, hospitality, and a shared meal finally makes sense. The recognition brings clarity and courage. Jesus leads the disciples on a different kind of journey from despair to faith, from confusion to understanding, from death to life. He opens the scriptures, opens their hearts, and opens their eyes. To me, for myself, both the film and the gospel reading show that being led home isn't always easy. I and you may know what it's like to be lost and long for someone to walk with us. Sometimes the journey becomes possible only when somebody steps in to guide us. I think this gospel reading is reminding me, and maybe you, us, that God's world is alive. It speaks differently depending on what I, or maybe you, are facing. Today, it feels like a gentle nudge towards a deeper faith and openness, even though I may not recognize him. Amen.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you. And now we turn to our prayers. You walked alongside your disciples, sharing the scriptures, and your glory was revealed, and they returned to live for you. So we pray to our Saviour for those of us who are struggling to understand your almighty plan for the world. For those of us who, like the disciples walking with Jesus, fail to see him with them. For those of us who are losing our faith and losing our way. For those of us who are feeling lost and do not know your presence close to them. Lord, walk alongside. So we pray to our Saviour for those who are facing rising costs and are unable to afford fuel for heating and for their cars as prices go up. For those who daily face decisions about what to spend their last money on. For those who have never known the comfort of having savings to fall back on. For those making decisions about money and tax that will affect everyone. Lord, walk alongside. You walked alongside your disciples sharing the scriptures, and your glory was revealed, and they returned to live for you. So we pray to our Saviour for those who make decisions and live their lives to help people and change others for the better. For all those involved in the health service who may feel overwhelmed and under pressure. For those who set an example and encourage aspirations as teachers and educators. For social workers, those working in courts, and those working for agencies that help anyone in need. For those in our church community who, in little but vital ways, set an example to others. Lord, walk alongside. You walked alongside your disciples sharing the scriptures. And your glory was revealed, and they returned to live for you. So we pray to our Saviour for the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Israel, the leaders of Iran and other Middle East countries, our Prime Minister and other leaders, for caution, wisdom, and a desire for peace to be present in all of their thinking and saying. For care to be taken in what is made public to avoid an escalation of death and destruction. For calm and caution to replace aggression and threatening words. For peace to reign. Lord, walk alongside. You walked alongside your disciples sharing the scriptures, and your glory was revealed, and they returned to live for you. So we pray for our Saviour, for those who have suffered the loss of someone close to them, for those lost in the darkness of sadness and depression, for those gripped by addiction, and those who are sick and ill are needing healing and peace. For those in our own community who need to know your presence alongside them right now, especially Steph, Jacques, Mary, Derek, Anne, Brenda, Roy, Margaret T, Elizabeth, Joy, Tony, Brian, Alison, Margaret R, Nigel, Audrey, Sharon, John P, John L, Richard, Kathy, Bob, and Oliver. And we also remember in our prayers Rackenford School, Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. And the family of friends of those who have recently died, Herbert Smith, Linda Taylor, Ian Russell, Colin Mee, and Brian Wedlake. Lord, walk alongside. You walked alongside your disciples, sharing the scriptures, and your glory was revealed, and they returned to live for you. So we pray to our Saviour. For those who are facing a busy and challenging week with pressure at work, college, or school, for those who have tough decisions to make, for those who would dearly love to be in friendship and harmony with people they have fallen out with, for all of us as we live this coming week as God's servants and people who are listening and learning from Jesus, Lord, walk alongside. You walked alongside your disciples, sharing the scriptures, and your glory was revealed, and they returned to live for you. Amen. And the collect for the third Sunday of Easter. Risen Christ, you filled your disciples with boldness and fresh hope. Strengthen us to proclaim your risen life and fill us with your peace. For the glory of God the Father. Amen. And we join together, trusting in the compassion of God as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all we have. Help us share our bread with those whom we meet along the way. Bring us peace in our hearts as we know you better and meet you in the breaking of the bread. Amen.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, Kat.